Never too far away from footy here on 1116 SEN, of course, with the pre-season competition only a couple of weeks away now. The women's competition, as we spoke about earlier, about to start in just a few weeks' time. A man, I reckon, with one of the most interesting jobs and probably most challenging jobs in football at the moment is the Essendon High Performance Manager, Justin Crowe, who's on the line. G'day, Justin.
Afternoon. Kevin, how are you going?
Going well. How are you going?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
I think interesting and challenging are two words that would be on your CV at the moment in terms of what you've got to get to have happen before the season starts.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of uncharted waters with the returning players who missed last year. And obviously we've got a fresh crop of first years to manage as well. So it's really a really interesting time for us.
So normally when players come back, they come back in dribs and drabs, depending on, you know, where they are in the scheme of things. The first-year players, obviously, and the second and third and fourth years and all that, and have them in groups. Have you had to kind of throw that out the window this year and to have a new sort of parameters drawn up?
Yeah, well, optionally, the 10 suspended players all returned with our young group, which we didn't... mandate. That was their choice, which was probably a reflection of their keenness to get back involved. And really, how well they've gone since then has been reflected in that decision, I think.
So you've literally changed you keep moving the goalpost depending on where they're at, I suppose. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah. I mean, we've sort of had to model them as they've gone. I think probably the biggest difference we've found in full-time AFL program to where they'd come from last year is that all the change of direction and high-density drills deals with lots of players. So, yeah, we've just sort of assessed them each week as it's gone. And right now we're really happy with where that group's at.
Yep. Well, we've seen footage of Job and all the boys come back and they all look in terrific nick. What you look like and whether you're ready for football as such is two different things. Where are they at in that terms of still having hardened kind of football bodies?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We played two quarters of match play today at training. Keep in mind that we've got a Feb 16 match with Collingwood in the JLT Community Series. So,
yep.
I mean, our guys seem to cope really well with that. Job, as an example, looks really good out there. But I think we've got to be mindful to be progressive in how we introduce that full-on football over the coming months.
So in terms of just everyday fitness as opposed to football fitness, has that changed much this year? Is there anything you're doing particularly different this year with a mind to how you'll play in 2017?
We've taken a lot more interest this pre-season in the peak intensities of game of AFL football. And we're spending short blocks at very high intensities during training drills and even today in our match play, which has obvious conditioning benefits, but also been looking to put our players' skills under match-like pressure. And, it's actually really exciting to be doing that at this time of year.
So what's a no-no these days from, 10 years ago or five years ago, I imagine it would have changed. You don't do long distance, a lot of long distance running now, and miles in the legs and all that sort of stuff. Is that no longer part of it?
Not as much. I think miles in the legs is still an important part of pre-season. I think that's still protective and important to fill up your tank for the season ahead. So we still have a focus on volume and getting the miles in. But the game AFL hits such high intensities, particularly early in the season, that we need to make sure we're ready for that as well.
The first-year players that come in, are they becoming more and more ready physically for AFL football than they were 5 years ago?
Yeah, Kevin, I don't necessarily think so. I think we've got two young players, Bigley and Clark, who are a bit more physically mature and they'll be looking to put their hand up earlier than the others, I think.
Yep.
But I'm just really aware with these young players now that I don't think there's much physical education in their upbringing as it probably used to be. And we've put a lot of time into putting the physical building blocks in pre-Christmas and then also leading into the season just to make sure that all their fundamental physical attributes are in place heading into their career.
So you're telling me that the under-18 program isn't facilitating that part of it as much anymore as they did before, or...?
I think the under-18 program does a good job. I'm probably alluding more to PE in schools and some of that real fundamental stuff that happens earlier on. And that's just been my observation over the last few years. But I mean, the Fairfield Cup that does a really nice job, particularly in the football sense, but also within the limits of the time they have the players, building up physically as well.
So that means they're not as sporty. The kids aren't as sporty going through school these days, which is, I think, a very pertinent observation, if that's the one you've made.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd agree or not, but maybe there's not as much running around at recess, and maybe there's not as much genuine physical education in the curriculum as there used to be.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that 100%. I mean, we whinge a lot about swimming as, being missing from the curriculums, but I think just general sport and kids just getting out doing stuff is missing from schools.
Yeah, I mean, get on my high horse here.
Justin.
I think from an Olympic point of view as well, all these sports rely on these kids getting really good fundamentals early on, and the more sport and physical activity we can get into genuine physical education, we can get the kids during school age years, the better.
Yep. Hey, with the returning players, the 10 players who are coming back, have you got to be more careful of them getting hurt easier in the initial stages of the pre-season training than you probably would have before?
That'd be a fair comment. I think although we have sort of walked a fine line and been lucky so far or done it well so far, that they are certainly at a higher risk at the moment. And I think if we do it well enough, by the time we get our teeth in the season, hopefully we can put it behind us.
And everyone's flying at this time of the year, but are they above, is the entire group, and I'm asking this question on behalf of all the Essendon supporters who want to know, is the group in a better physical shape right this second than you thought they'd be right this second?
Yeah, I think you always go into pre-season hoping you get most of your group through most of pre-season, and we've done that so far, and that's a really good predictor for guys' durability and also performance during the season. So, touch wood, we can continue that trend.
And you wouldn't like another couple of weeks? Were you happy to start on the 16th of
Feb? Oh, we'll start on the 16th of Feb. We're mindful round one's still 10 weeks away from today.
Yeah.
But we'll consider that part of pre-season, although we'll be playing games as part of our pre-season. And, but that said, from a team cohesion point of view and a whole lot of other reasons, it'd be good to get a team out in the park playing together.
Is there an excitement around the group that you can feel, Justin, that the 10 boys are back and it sort of feels like you've got a real red-hot chance of doing something good this year?
Yeah, from day one, there's been a real excitement here. And, the more match play we put into training, the more that you feel that build as well. So, yeah, a really positive feeling right from the first day.
It's the one thing you can't measure, no matter how many scientific gadgets and gizmos and test patterns you got there. The one thing you can't measure is what that means to that group of players to have those 10 blokes back and what it means to them to be back playing footy.
No, you're right. There's all those intangibles that it's going to be really interesting to watch.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. Justin, appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
No, my pleasure, Kevin.
Justin Crowe there, the Essendon High Performance Manager. And you can be part of the Essendon comeback story. Renew or join up as a member. Get behind them for 2017. Regardless of where you sit with it, they've had a bugger of a time, and this playing group deserves the support of the supporters. So get behind them. You can head to efc.com.au. I think they're an absolute... I won't say Monty for the eight, but I reckon they're hovering. They're hovering there. They're a big chance. Might be a lot to look forward to for Essendon supporters after some very, very trying times.